Already dressed in his football kit, Aiyang gave a thumbs up at the helicopter as it took off and disappeared. Undoubtedly enjoying the moment, he waved at the fans, who had started to cheer. "The RNLI!" Natalia exclaimed, eyes shining. "He must have finished, and now he's asked the lifeguards to fly him into the match." The Maidstone FC players were whispering nervously. Who was this player, who was so good that he was sent for by helicopter? They quickly formed a circle and were given new instructions by their coach. Then the match started again, with Aiyang replacing the injured player. The difference was immediate. The Maidstone players had moved back into their half of the pitch, not wanting to take risks. And for the first time, the Davingstock players began to touch the ball. "Okay," said Sam the Butcher to the fans around him. "Let's get down to business." Everybody sensed a change of mood. But the truth was that Aiyang could not do everything on his own. If he went past two players, a third would take the ball. If he passed, nobody else in the team was good enough to do anything special. The Maidstone players began to feel confident again. It was just at this moment when the match changed in the strangest way. Aiyang kicked a high ball into the area for Bob to run onto. Looking up as he ran, and as clumsy as always, Bob tripped over his own feet and fell face down in the area. He hadn't touched anybody, but it didn't matter. The referee did not hesitate. He put the whistle to his lips and blew. "Penalty!" The Maidstone players were enraged, but the referee was adamant. After the protests and complaints had died down, Aiyang came forward, took three steps and scored. The fans couldn't believe it. Despite everything, they were level. With only 10 minutes left, Maidstone attacked more ferociously than ever. The Davingstock players were playing with all their heart, but the difference in quality was plain to see. Once again, Dean had to make three incredible saves, and the fans once again began to bite their nails and hide their heads in their hands. "Get the ball out!" shouted Bob, who was the only player near the Maidstone goalposts. "It doesn't matter where, just kick it!" But every time the ball was kicked out, Maidstone picked it up and attacked again. Aiyang ran out of the Davingstock half with the ball until, surrounded by opponents, it was kicked out for a throw-in. "Just chuck it in," yelled Bob. "Give it here and I'll put it in the net." No sooner had he finished the sentence than the ball was thrown straight at him. Bob had no time to react. The ball bounced off his round belly, around the defender, and, with the goalkeeper watching helplessly, landed in the back of the net. Bob had just scored his first goal for Davingstock Rovers. There was a second of complete silence as the fan registered what they had just seen, and then the stadium trembled with the eruption of sound. Who could have written a better ending? As any football fan knows, nothing is better than winning when you so clearly deserve to lose. I wish I could tell you everything that happened from that moment on. The medals, the trophy, and the celebrations that lasted far into the night. The busload of white and incredulous faces on the way back to Maidstone. The tears of Sam the Butcher. The quality. These players should be professionals. Did you see that goal? Tactical genius. They played like the best Italian teams. World class. And of course, Bob's moment of glory, knowing that he would go down forever in the history of Davingstock. But of course, the story has not yet finished. Davingstock is about to wake up to some very unpleasant news, and we will have to look into what happened during those mad, wonderful hours of celebration.